有兩處是在約翰福音的，好，我先看創世記第十二章第一至第五節。創世記第十二章第一至第五節。 The book of Genesis 12:1-5。 創世記第十二章第一至第五節，如果找到的我一起讀創世記第十二章。耶和華對亞伯蘭說，你要離開本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去，我必叫你成為大國，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒助你的，我必咒助他。地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，年75岁。亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带往迦南地去。他们就到了迦南地。第二段的经文是在约翰福音第四章由第四节至到第九节。新约约翰福音第四章由第四节至到第九节。The Gospel of John。Chapter 4:4-9。 新約約翰福音第四章，由第四節讀到第九節。約翰福音第四章第四節到第九節，如果找到的我一起讀神的話語。約翰福音第四章，必须经过撒玛利亚，于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫罪加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午静，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去。第三处的经文同样在约翰福音第四章，我由39节读到第42节。约翰福音第四章39节读到42节，找到个人一起再读第39节。那时里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人作见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。於是撒瑪利亞人來見耶穌，求他在他們那裡住下，他便在那裡住了兩天。因耶穌的話，信的人就更多了，便對婦人說，現在我們信，不是因為你的話，是我們聽見了，知道這真是救世主。我今天很高興有 OMF 的宣教士在我們當中來到正道，他的名字是Glenn Gulston， 他有个中文名的，他的中文名是顾丽恩。他今天的讲题是同行初步。我们有Bernard 在我们当中来到翻译，我们请 Glennis。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
我会一点普通话，但是广东话我一点都不会。
I know a little bit of Mandarin, but I don't know any Cantonese.
Thank you for inviting me here today.
多谢你哋今日邀请我嚟。
And thank you for choosing that hymn, the God of Abraham prays.
又好多谢你哋选呢个诗歌，头先就个亚伯拉罕的神。
I'd like to begin with a word of prayer based on this hymn.
我根据这个诗歌，我们先来做一个祷告。
Hail Abraham's God and mine.
颂赞亚伯拉罕，颂赞亚伯拉罕的神。
I join the heavenly lays.
我同天堂所有的。
All might and majesty thine.
全能的神，全知的神。
And endless praise.
无限的颂赞。
Thank you, Father. We come as those who are the seed of Abraham.
感谢天父，我哋都系亚伯拉罕嘅种子嘅后裔。
We pray your presence will move among us.
求主你都系现今与我哋同在。
And the Holy Spirit will be our teacher.
圣灵都系我哋嘅教师。
Thank you that you are Emmanuel, God with us.
感谢你系以马内利，你系我哋嘅神。
We commit this time into your loving hands.
我将而家宝贵嘅时间交在你嘅手中。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督嘅圣名，阿门。
Well, it's a joy to be with you this morning.
我今日好高兴嚟到我哋当中。
To worship God together and to rejoice in His goodness to us.
我哋喺呢度一齐敬拜神，我哋一齐喺呢度感恩。
And to bless our brother NK as he prepares to enter a new season of life in Hong Kong.
我哋喺呢度祝福胡乃居弟兄，因为佢要进入一个新嘅侍奉嘅地方。
For me, today is especially meaningful for three reasons.
今日对我系满有意义，因为有三个理由。
About 10 years ago, I met with NK and his beloved late wife Laura.
十年前我遇见胡弟兄同埋佢嘅已故嘅爱妻喺我嘅办公室嗰度。
They came to my office because they were applying to join OMF together at that time.
当时佢哋系申请去参加呢个海外基督使团去做宣教嘅工作。
I was excited to get to know them.
我系好兴奋认识到佢哋。
To work through the application process with them.
咁我就同佢哋一齐进行呢个登记嘅工作。
I could see they would be wonderful additions to our team in Hong Kong.
我觉得佢哋咧系一个对我哋系一个好宝贵嘅同工，将会喺香港嗰度嚟侍奉。
Their love for Jesus and their pastoral hearts.
佢哋对主嘅爱同埋佢哋嘅宣教嘅心。
And their professional experience.
以及佢哋嘅专业经验。
And so it was great sadness that I learned not long after that that Laura's cancer had recurred.
但系好不幸嘅就系不久自从嗰个登记嘅程序之后咧，就知道Laura 就因为癌症而逝世。
And as you know, she passed away not long after that.
你知道佢翻咗天家啦，几个月之后。
But God is faithful, and He brought NK through that time of bereavement and grief.
但系神系好信实嘅，神将胡弟兄带领咗从哀痛嘅日子走出嚟。
And He has continued to pursue God's calling on His life.
佢仍然继续神嘅呼召。
He has regularly and faithfully prayed for missionaries.
He is 经常为这些宣教士和宣教工作来祷告。
And looked for ways to use his time and his talents for God's service.
He is 仰望神如何来用他的时间和用他的才能。
I see in him a man of faith and of faithfulness.
我见到他是一个诚心的人，而且他是一个很勇敢的人。
And of courage and prayer.
是一个祷告的人，而是
A man with a servant heart and trust in God.
佢係有一個侍奉嘅心，同埋佢有一個信賴神嘅心。
For all that the future holds.
佢仰望佢喺佢嘅將來嗰度，佢都有呢個機會去侍奉。
Secondly, it's a blessing for me to be here today at your church.
第二個理由，我今日好高興嚟到呢度咧，就係因為
to get acquainted with you and the CNMA Church.
同你哋大家認識，因為呢個係宣道會嘅教會。
Now CNMA has mission in its very name and at its heart。
你哋知道宣道會嘅名就已經係講係注重宣道嘅。
So this is part of your core values。
呢個係你哋嘅中心嘅主要嘅事工嘅一範。
I took a look at your website as I was preparing for today。
我今日睇到你哋嘅網頁， 当我喺呢度准备我个讲章嘅时候
，And I read this。
我又读到呢度喎。
The mission of Christian Alliance Bible Church is to bear discernible fruit as disciples of Jesus Christ。
知道宣道会系要对呢啲信徒要多结果子，同埋做耶稣基督嘅门徒。
By worshiping God in spirit and truth，
要做三样嘢。第一样嘢咧，就系要侍奉神，用心灵诚实嚟侍奉神。
By spurring one another on to love and good works，
第二样系要鼓励各人彼此相爱，用作事工，同作事工。
And by making, marking, and maturing disciples for Jesus Christ，
第三样就系要我哋努力去训练门徒成熟。
And part of that mission is stated to be，
一部分呢个宣教嘅目的就系
to see every church member develop an understanding of and involvement in worldwide missions。
就系我哋要努力栽培每一个会友都能够明白同埋参加普世宣教嘅工作。
So it's a blessing to be here today to see that happening。
今日我喺呢度系好高兴。好大的祝福来到这里看见这个亲眼见到这个事情是发生在我们当中。
It's great that you're partnering with OMF in this way。
我很高兴你们大家都是与胡弟兄是同工。
We are all fellow disciples learning together。
我们大家都是门徒一起在这里学习。
We are fellow worshippers looking up to Jesus。
我们一起敬拜的时候，我们都是同心仰望神。
And we're fellow workers on the same team, leaning on the power and the promises of God.
我哋知道依靠神嘅力量、神嘅应许，我哋都系同心仰望。
I learned that NK has been an active member of this church for over 20 years.
知道胡弟兄系喺呢个教会已经系17年喺呢度，好活跃。
I was just over in the church hall looking at pictures of your church history.
我又頭先我去餐廳嗰度睇過我哋以前呢個教會啲相。
And he told me the very first picture on that wall, the earliest picture, he took it。
胡弟兄就講話呢個最早呢一張相咧係佢拍嘅喎。
So for all this time, you have been his fellowship and his Christian family。
咁我就知道你哋大家都係同佢係好似一家人咁嘅。
And his team。
亦係佢個同工。
And as a church, you're going to continue to be, although by at a distance by remote control。
以後我哋雖然係可能係有一個距離，地理上有一個距離，但係我哋仍然係同工。
Because OMF, NK has joined OMF and become part of a different fellowship。
當胡弟兄參加咗呢個 OMF 係叫做海外基督使團。
That's what the F in OMF stands for, fellowship.
嗰個 F 字咧就係團契嘅意思。
So we too are a community of faith.
我哋大家係喺同一個團契入邊。
We're a spiritual family and a team.
我哋係一個屬靈嘅家。
A very diverse team, but united in our vision to see God's kingdom expanding among all the peoples of East Asia.
我哋雖然係好似來自唔同嘅背景，但係咧，我哋有一個共同嘅目標，就係要擴展神嘅國度。
And so, as of today, our two fellowships are partnered in a special way through NK.
咁今日咧，我哋知道我哋呢兩個團契，即係宣我哋教會同埋 OMF 咧，係兩個都係同伴嚟嘅，我哋一齊去同工。感謝神。
The third reason that I'm excited to be here today is because this is the first time you've sent out a long-term overseas missionary.
今日第三個理由，我好興奮嘅就係我知道呢個係呢個教會第一次差派一個宣教嘅工人出外。
It's a new beginning and a new opportunity.
这个是一个新的开始，一个新的机会。
A new season and a new blessing.
一个新的季节，也是一个新的祝福。
Now I gather that recently Pastor Tin sermons have been on the subject of blessings.
我知道田牧师最近都同大家讲好多关于祝福的事。
Now that's very appropriate because I know you're definitely going to be blessed as you send and support NK.
呢個係好貼切嘅，因為你當你差派胡弟兄出去嘅時候，我哋就係有承受祝福嘅恩惠。
Just by being there, NK will connect you with what God is doing in Asia.
因為我哋支持胡弟兄咧，就係好似我哋同神有一個密切嘅關係。
And help you, each one of you, learn how you can be more personally involved.
Yeah, 好可以透過胡弟兄，我哋可以知道點樣我哋可以去幫助呢個同宣教嘅工作。
I'll say more about this later.
我等一下，我再詳細講呢一方面。
But at this time, I want us to look at some scriptures together that feature firsts in Bible history.
但我哋而家可睇下我哋經文。在聖經上在有哪一度是講到這些宣教的工作
These are firsts that relate closely with God's plan to save and bless peoples all over the world
這個是最初神怎樣跟人講也怎樣蒙福的呼召
We've read about two people who had a personal encounter with the Lord
我哋呢度喺見到有兩個聖經人物係點樣同神有一個密切嘅相見。
And they immediately knew what God wanted them to do.
當呢兩個人物當堂咧就知道神對佢嘅使命係咩。
So they provide us with very clear and concrete examples for us today, important examples for us to learn from.
在这两个人物当中我们就很明白清楚地认识怎样神是要使用我们。
One is 4,000 years ago and one is 2,000 years ago.
第一个人物是在4,000年之前的。
But of course both are very relevant to us in 21st century North America.
第二个人物是差不多2,000年前但是这两个人物都仍然是对我们21世纪的華人在美國都是一個很密切的相似的地方。
The word of God always has something new to say to us.
神的話語每逢都是有很新的意義在當中。
First reading can be found in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 5.
第一個人物呢就是在創世記十二章一到五節，就是剛才我們讀的經文那裡。
So do open your Bible or switch on your iPad.
請你哋打開你嘅聖經，亦或你哋有 iPad 嘅，快脆啲開咗佢。
Now these verses mark an important biblical turning point.
呢個係嘅喺呢個呢幾段經文咧，係喺聖經上一個好大嘅轉變點。
Genesis chapters 1 to 11 have covered thousands of years.
創世記呢係包括幾千年嘅講幾千年嘅故事。
But the remaining 39 chapters of Genesis only cover about 300 years.
但係創世記下半部即係39章嗰度呢只係講到差唔多 how many years?
300.
只係講到300年嘅事。
They focus on four important patriarchs.
佢哋呢三百呢個創世記入邊咧，注重到有四個叫做信心之父嘅父親嘅形象。
Now we're introduced to Abraham at the end of chapter 11.
喺十一章嘅尾嗰度，我哋見到呢個亞伯蘭蒙召。
He's one of the sons of Terah, and we learn he married Sarai.
He is Tala's son. He is with Sarai.
Sarai turned out to be infertile, so they had no children.
But Sarai didn't have children.
And from here, we also learn his family had moved from Ur.
We also know that his family had moved from Ur
to Haran.
To Haran 的地方。
Now, in chapter 12, verse 1,
在12章第一節的時候,
God speaks.
神就說話了,
Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
Here, 神咁样话，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
God's voice is recorded here. It's the first time since the Tower of Babel that God's voice is recorded.
呢度圣经系第一次记载神嘅话语 ，OK， 神嘅说话嘅声音。在自从巴别塔之后
So that was hundreds of years before.
即已经是百几年前的了。
So God initiates this conversation with Abraham.
是神主动来跟亚伯兰有一个对话。
And he begins with a clear and surprising command.
他对他是一个很清楚的命令。
It was a command to get up and go.
即叫他你快点起来你要去。
And it was a command that was a precursor and the pathway to huge blessings.
你知道呢个咁嘅命令咧，系佢啊祝福嘅源头嚟嘅。
Then in verses 2 and 3, we read God's promises to bless Abraham.
第二节我哋就知道神对佢嘅应许系咩
？Blessings that would change his life.
佢呢个祝福就会改变佢嘅人生。
Blessings that would change the lives of many others.
不但佢自己，而且改变好多人嘅生命。
And blessings that would even change the course of history.
甚至改变咗世界嘅历史。
So Abraham's obedience to the command opened the door to these blessings.
亚伯兰对神嘅信服就系开始咗呢个祝福。
And again, he's a wonderful example to us in this way.
佢係一個對我哋係一個好好嘅例子。
He was a man of deep and dynamic personal faith.
佢係一個好有信心嘅人。
And in contrast to the faiths of those around him, he put his faith in the Creator of heaven and earth.
佢唔係佢嘅信心唔係話信佢旁邊嘅人，佢係信呢個創造宇宙嘅神。
His God was not limited to a particular territory.
他知道他这个神不是局限于在某一个地域那里。
And so he had confidence that wherever he went, God would be with him.
所以他有很大的信心，就是无论他去哪个地方，神都会与他同在。
So what blessings did Abraham's obedience and trust in God bring about?
那你可以问，究竟神，不是亚伯兰的信服带来什么的祝福呢？
God promised Abraham a land and many descendants.
神对他的应许是说你会有承受很大的土地。
He promised Abraham a great name.
你会有一个名很出名的名。
He promised Abraham that he would be a blessing. He would become a blessing.
他也会变成一个祝福。
All peoples on earth will be blessed through you, he said.
所有的人都会因你而蒙福。
God's plan was that the blessed one would bless others.
神就是祝福这个人，然后他又是会祝福其他的人。
That the blessings would be shared and multiplied.
但这个祝福呢就会再次几百倍的变成几百倍的。
But personally for Abraham,
但是对于亚伯兰个人来讲，
His most precious blessing was this intimate covenant relationship with God.
是他这个很密切和神的关系。
God had as his good shepherd and his provider.
神是他的好牧人，而且是他供应他所有的需要。
God as his guide and his companion.
神是会引导他，神是会与他同伴。
And for us too.
咁样又系可以延伸嚟讲，同我哋都系一样。
There's nothing better in life than to be secure in our relationship with God.
当我哋与神有一个好好嘅关系嘅时候，我哋系这个系无比嘅福气。
Free of guilt and with continual access to Him.
我哋亏欠嘅心，定系我哋。从来都好容易同神接触。
What a huge blessing this is！
你谂下呢个系几大嘅祝福啊
In verses 4 and 5,
到第四和第五節的時候,
we read of 75-year-old Abraham's obedience to God.
我們看到, 75歲的亞伯蘭他信服神的經過是怎樣?
Makes NK seem very young in comparison.
我們看到胡弟兄和亞伯蘭75歲,胡弟兄是很年輕的。
Abraham, his whole family, and all his servants left Haran to go to Canaan.
亞伯蘭是帶著他的全家的人和全家的僕人都離開了哈蘭去到迦南。
The rest, as they say, is history.
以後就是好像我們說,以後就已經變成歷史了。
And we are part of that history.
我們就是這個歷史的一部分。
Praising the God of Abraham today,
我們仍然都是 在颂赞亚伯拉罕的神。
The second reading today is in John chapter 4.
第二个圣经人物呢, 我们就可以在约翰福音那里看到, 就是约翰福音第四章。
I picked out the first and last paragraphs because this is a very long story.
我只是拿几节的经文, 因为这个是很长的故事。
In verses 4 to 9, we meet the main characters in this story.
由第四節到第九節, 我們看到這個故事的主要人物,
Jesus and an unnamed Samaritan woman.
是講耶穌和一個無名的撒瑪利亞婦人。
They meet at the well of Sychar one hot day.
他們在一個很炎熱的下午那裡,在水井旁邊。 这个地方的名字叫做罪家。
And surprisingly, Jesus initiates a conversation.
在这里呢, 耶稣是主动来开始这个对话。
He asks the woman for a drink.
他问这个妇人, 说, 我想喝水。
Simple question.
这个很简单的问题。
But this was unheard of.
但是这个是一个很大, 很有震撼性的。
She's startled because a Jewish man is asking a Samaritan woman for a drink.
这个妇人就很惊奇, 因为她说为什么一个犹太人居然敢问一个撒玛利亚妇人来拿水喝呢?
Between these two, there were many barriers.
即是这两个人之间呢, 是有很多的障碍的。
There was a gender barrier and a racial barrier.
因为有一个性别的障碍和一个种族的障碍。
There was a status barrier and a social barrier.
甚至有一個社會上的地位的分別。
And even a political barrier.
甚至一個政治上的障礙。
But Jesus broke through it all.
但是耶穌都是衝破了這些障礙。
Because he wanted to bless her.
因為他想祝福這個撒瑪利亞婦人。
And he wanted to bless others through her.
他又會藉著這個撒瑪利亞人去為其他的人祝福。
In this encounter with a five times divorced Samaritan woman,
他们的相遇是和这个曾经结过五次婚的妇人。
Jesus shows us there are no barriers for the good news of God's blessing.
耶稣就是对我们说,福音不是对这些人有什么障碍,有什么隔膜的。
Gospel of His grace.
即是神的恩典是会临到每一个人。
His amazing grace.
他很奇异的恩典。
Between verses 10 and 26, Jesus speaks to this woman about many things.
看到第十节到26节的时候, 你就知道耶稣跟这个妇人讲了很多话。
About living water and about worship.
他又講到什麼叫做活水,又什麼叫做崇拜,
about eternal life,
什麼叫做永生,
and he even tells her that he is the Messiah.
他甚至對這個婦人說,他就是彌賽亞。
She is the first person who ever learns this from his mouth.
你記住,這一段是很重要的, 因為這個婦人就是第一個人, 耶穌向他顯明他的身份。
So in the course of this short time together,
在这个短短的时间之中,
Jesus initiates the relationship,
耶稣主动和他有一个关系,
speaks deeply and personally to her,
又對佢好深入嘅嚟講一啲嘢。
He affirms her.
佢讚同佢。
And accepts her in a way unlike any other man she had ever known.
佢又接受佢，即係呢個婦人從來同第啲人都冇咁樣接受佢嘅。
Can you imagine what it felt like to be an outcast from your community because of five failed marriages?
你會唔會諗下，即係試想，如果你係一個被家庭、被社會遺棄嘅人？
So it's not surprising that in verses 39 to 42, we read that she has been a very effective witness and missionary to her own people.
所以我哋可以喺第39節到42節嗰度睇到咧，佢係一個呢個婦人啊，係一個好好嘅見證人嚟嘅。佢又可以將呢個好特別嘅信息傳到去好多人。
The first and very unlikely missionary in the New Testament.
你哋諗下，呢個婦人就係第一個宣教士嚟嘅。
Her life-changing encounter with Jesus had motivated her to share the good news, even with those who had rejected her.
因為耶穌嘅説話能夠鼓勵到佢，能夠將佢改變咗佢，佢就能夠去傳揚一個好特別嘅信息。
She had also experienced that blessing of an intimate, trusting relationship with Jesus.
佢又經歷到耶穌對佢嘅信任。咁佢又係變成一個好好嘅例子。
She shared it so naturally and blessed so many people. What an example for us today.
咁佢因為佢同第啲人分享呢個福音，所以佢哋就知道就能夠得到祝福。
Our own lives have been blessed in many of the ways that these Bible characters have been.
我哋想下我哋自己嘅生命都係蒙咗好多神嘅祝福。
Most of us here this morning have heard God speak to us personally.
你哋每一個人在座每一個人，你哋都聽見過神嘅聲音。
Through the Bible.
係透過聖經。
Through His creation.
透過神創造宇宙萬有。
Through other people.
或者係透過其他嘅人。
And sometimes through an inner voice.
甚至你哋內心嘅世界嗰度有一個聲音。
We too have heard his commands and his promises.
我哋都聽到神對我哋嘅命令同埋神對我哋嘅應許。
Commands and promises that lead to blessings.
所有呢啲命令同埋應許咧，都係跟住就會有好多個祝福。
Lead to a deeper relationship with him.
我哋就會有同神有一個更密切嘅關係。
And to fruitfulness and blessing for others.
我哋亦會結出好多個果子，然後成為別人嘅祝福。
164 years ago,
164年之前
，a 17-year-old British student clearly heard God's voice speak to him.
有一個17歲嘅英國學生，佢係好清楚聽到神嘅聲音。
At the time of his conversion, he willingly dedicated himself to God. And his service.
当佢认识神之后，佢就将自己奉献俾神，俯伏喺神嘅旨意当中，同埋佢为神服务。
And there in the north of England, he heard God say to him.
佢系喺英国北部嗰个地方嗰阵时，听到嘅神嘅声音。
Go for me to China.
佢话神叫佢去中国。
4 years later, this young man was on a boat to China.
在那個 事情之後，四年之後，他就坐著一架船去中國。
And 12 years after that, in 1865, he founded the China Inland Mission.
再過十二年之後，就是在1865年的時候，他就創辦了這個叫做中國內地會。
His name?
他的名字是什麼？
James Hudson Taylor.
就是叫做戴德生。
Here is his picture.
呢度我有幅相，就係戴德生呢幅相。
You can have this picture too. There's lots of copies of this on the table over there.
你哋如果中意呢幅相，等間你哋可以喺嗰個台嗰度攞。
That's what the front looks like.
佢俾你哋睇下 中國內地會嘅始創人係點樣嘅。
One young man's obedience and trust in God's promises.
一個青年人嘅信服同埋佢對神嘅應許，佢答應神嘅應許。
Led to the blessing of millions of people as the following decades have shown.
就會成為幾千、幾萬、幾億人嘅祝福喺跟住嗰幾年。
When all foreigners had to leave China in 1949.
當所有嘅外國人都要離開中國係1949年嘅時候。
The China Inland Mission missionaries dispersed.
呢個中國內地會就分散到好多其他嘅地方。
They went to different parts of East Asia, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Malaysia, Korea, Japan, as well as other places.
呢個中國內地會呢啲宣教士咧就分佈到好多東亞洲嘅地方例如香港啦、台灣、馬來西亞、韓國同埋日本。
So China Inland Mission changed its name.
中國內地會就喺當時咧就改咗個名啦。
No longer in China.
即係佢唔係喺中國入邊。
But overseas.
就變咗 overseas 喺海外，所以就叫
overseas missionary fellowship.
就叫做海外基督使團 OMF。
So it's a bit like Hua Chao, you know.
就好似華僑咁樣。
No longer in China, they were somewhere else.
係就我哋變成華僑啦，你同我都係華僑 ，OK？
Now NK is going to join one of our teams in Hong Kong.
胡弟兄咧就會參加我哋喺香港嘅一個團隊。
And he's going to provide important IT support.
佢會喺呢個電腦方面嚟做一啲輔導嘅工作。
IT support for missionary teams of missionaries serving in other parts of East Asia.
佢係用呢啲電腦嘅知識嚟幫助其他喺東亞洲嘅宣教士。
And support ministries like this are absolutely essential to the smooth running of our outreach projects.
呢啲咁嘅事工係絕對係好重要，對我哋所有嘅宣教工作都係好重要嘅。
As I said earlier, I believe that God has some great blessings in store for you as a church.
剛才我都講話，你哋喺呢個教會有好多個祝福等住你哋。
As you keep in touch with NK and pray for him,
當你同胡弟兄係一個夥伴嘅時候，你繼續為佢祈禱。
As you partner with him financially, you will be a channel of God's blessing.
如果你有經濟上支持佢，你就知道你係都係蒙受到神好大嘅祝福。
Not only to him,
神嘅祝福啊，唔係單單臨到胡弟兄身上。
But even more so to those he serves in Asia also.
佢呢啲祝福會臨到所有佢幫到嘅人，就喺東亞洲所有嘅宣教士同埋所有宣教士接觸到嘅人。
How often have you been blessed by people who know more about computers than you do?
我諗你哋都受過好多識得呢啲電腦嘅人嘅幫助。
I know I have many times.
我知道我好多人幫過我喺電腦方面上。
I've been blessed, encouraged, helped, and cheered up.
好多好多因為呢啲咁嘅幫助都係對我好對我激起我個興奮嘅心。
In fact, my internet went down last Thursday night.
甚至就係上個星期四咧，我個電腦發生有啲障礙。
And I was planning to be in touch with Bernard on Friday.
佢本嚟想話將星期五嘅時候想話將呢個講章send到俾小弟。
So first thing Friday morning, I called our OMF IT.Help desk.
佢就第一件事就係打電話去 OMF 嘅 help desk 嗰度問。
And an hour later, my internet was up and running.
咁一個電話就搞掂咗啦，佢個 internet 可以通行得。
This kind of skill and experience is always needed in today's world of global missions.
呢啲咁樣嘅高科技嘅知識咧，係非常嘅重要，對今日嘅社會。
And maybe there are other technically trained people here today who could use their skills for kingdom purposes.
可能在座都有好多人对呢啲电脑方面都好有才能。
In OMF, we talk about six ways to reach God's world.
我哋呢度可以讲下有六方面可以同神嚟同工。
And in a moment, I'm going to show you a brief video about it.
等下我会放映一个短短嘅短片俾你哋睇。
And then you can learn more at the website printed on the back of this brochure.
亦或你可以上网喺呢个网址喺嗰度睇到。
I brought a lot of OMF materials with me today.
我带咗好多啲资料就喺呢个台后边嗰度。
So as I say, there should be enough for one each of these and of this news sheet also on the.
你哋每个人都可以攞到呢一张同埋呢一个网页嘅地址。
So please take one as you leave the service.
当你离开呢个会场嘅时候，请你哋去每人去攞一张。
Thank you very much, and God bless you. And now we'll see the short video to finish.
多谢各位，愿神祝福你。我哋而家嚟睇呢个短片。
多謝Ms. Gusten 在我們當中來和我們分享。 We thank you very much for Ms. Gusten to share with us today. 接下來呢是我們有胡乃居弟兄。你在哪裡？因為平時坐在後面的嘛。我們有胡乃居弟兄在我們當中來分享他的見證。我們請蕭明弟兄為他翻譯。
其实我的见证已经啊 Kelly 先讲晒差不多。
哦，其实我见证刚才已经讲过了。
不过我再讲一次都唔紧要，我谂。
我再讲一次也不要紧。
其实今日可以喺度同大家讲一声话，我宣教啦。
今天我们在这里可以跟大家讲一声，我宣教了。
其实真系系神自己。丰盛的恩典和
真是神自己丰盛的恩典，
同埋怜悯同埋慈爱俾我，
和怜悯和慈爱给我。
其实心里面真系满有感谢。
我们心里面很满有感谢。
另一方面都系好战惊，另一方面都系好战惊，因为
两方面都是很战惊。
自己做成点样？其实。神给我这个宣教意象 是很多年前了。
神给我这个宣教意象是很多年前的。
好像 Gennis 说是应该是十多年前的。
十多年前的事情。
当时因为有个宣教士来我们教会来到讲关于宣教的事。
当时有个宣教士来到我们教会讲宣教的事情。
之后我跟他聊天的时间，他就即提议我们去一个宣教的会议。
当时我跟他谈话的时候，他建议我去一个宣教的会议。
咁嗰个宣教嘅会议系嗰个题目叫做finish well， 即系话即系意思就系话即系你生命完结得好咁解。
这个宣教的会议的题目叫 finish well， 意思就是我们生命完结得很好。
咁当时我同埋 Laura 一起去之后，
当时我和 Laura 一起去的时候，
咁我生命都好大感动。
我生命里面都有很大的感动。
咁我之后就尝试去即系。去找一些宣教机构，
然后就去尝试去寻找一些宣教机构
申请。当然 OMF 是其中一个我们去申请过的，
然后就去申请，然后 OMF 就是其中一间。
但是很多机构都是很愿意接纳我们 去宣教，
有很多机构都很希望我们去帮他宣教。
但可能是神的意思，就是因为Laura 他有个 cancer 嘅历史，有 history， 即系佢嗰阵时好翻，不过佢系有个 history。
哦，因为Laura 当时有一个癌症的一个 history， 所以他就
所以冇一个宣教机构敢去即系接纳我哋，即系上工场上面。
所以当时没有一个宣教机构有这个肯去接纳我们。
咁大家知道兩三年前，即係天父將 Laura 接咗翻天家。
啊，知道兩三年前，天父將 Laura 接回天家了。
咁我就嘗試，因為有弟兄姊妹嚟到鼓勵我，即係再嘗試去佢知道我仍然有乜心去。去宣教，所以佢鼓励我再尝试去申请。
那因为有弟兄姊妹鼓励我，所以呢我就尝试去再继续宣教申请。
咁我再次向 OMF 嚟到申请。
我再次在 OMF 来申请。
咁今次神就真系为我开路。
这次神真的为我开路。
咁所以即系最后系得到接纳。
所以最后得到接纳。
咁我係頭先今日講過，即係會係去香港，
所以我這次去香港
度做啲 IT 嘅工作，
做些 IT 嘅工作。
其實真係，其實我自己做 IT 都好多年啦，即係。
所以我自己做了 IT 很多年了。
但係所識嘅其實都係好少嘅啫。
但是所認識嘅其實也不少，也不多。
因為 IT 嘅 feel 係，即係 IT 嗰個 feel 係好大嘅。
IT 這個範圍很大。
即係都係好戰戰兢兢嘅啫。好战战兢兢嚟到，
也是很正正经经的去做。
但我相信神嘅恩典系够用嘅。
我相信神的恩典够用。
就是、因为佢话，即系佢恩典喺人嘅软弱上面起得完全。
他说，恩典在人的软弱上面显得完全。
所以即系我都，即系愿意接受呢、这个。
所以我很愿意接受这些方面的工作。
但即系其实即、就、系、是，不但是我自己在前線的工作啦，其實
不單是我自己在前線的工作，
其實都希望大家同埋弟兄姊妹一齊嘅同行一條路。
也希望弟兄姊妹跟我同行這條道路。
希望大家即係都能夠我哋一齊係一齊嘅去，唔係即係雖然我喺外面，但係弟兄姊妹係可以同我一齊去侍奉。
雖然我在前線，但是也希望弟兄姊妹一起來支持我。
即係好似今日頭先講，即係話即係大家可以為我祈禱。
希望大家可以为我祷告。
其实好重要，祈祷好重要，即系其实系宣教里面属灵征战最重要嘅一环啦。
祷告非常重要，因为在属灵征战的一环里面，祷告是非常重要的。
或者弟兄姊妹有即系都好想去宣教，但系即系某啲情形去唔到。
如果弟兄姊妹很想去宣教，但是因为某些的缘故，去不了的话。
咁願意係，譬如喺經濟上面同我一齊同工嘅話，
願意在經濟上面和我一起同工的話，
咁都係可以支持我，
也可以請你支持我，
都係同埋一齊嘅，都係一齊嘅去即係侍奉神。
我們可以一起去侍奉主。
仲有其實仲有好多好多唔同嘅方法，我哋可以一齊同工嘅。
係有很多不同嘅方法，我們可以一起同工。
如果我翻到香港，當然有好多嘅
如果回到香港，
即系我一个人去啦，即系好多嘢，好多咩啊？就咁其实好多时，如果你系得闲，
如果你有时间，
冇咩做，
没什么事情，
又谂起我嘅时间，
又想起我的时候，
或者可以请 email 俾我，
请你给我写个 email，
关心下我呢个孤单嘅香港工作都唔系孤单嘅啦，即系关心下我啦，即系
来关心一下我，
即係鼓勵下我啦，係嘛？
鼓勵一下我。
即係個 email 我係好好嘅，即係我會好接受嘅。
那我就很感謝你們，很接受。
或者你哋即係 IT 好熟嘅，我諗有啲在座有啲嘅年輕人對 IT 係哇好叻嘅，我知道。
我在座有些電子或 IT 嘅，
知道有咩新嘅資訊啊？
有什麼新嘅資訊
？IT 有咩新嘅嘢啊？咁
有什麼新嘅知識？
咁可以講出俾我聽，咁我
可以告訴我，
或者我用喺我哋工厂上面嘅，
或者可以用在我们的工厂上面。
即系好多好多嘢，如果你好多创意嘅，你谂到好多嘢可以嚟到，我哋一齐同工嘅话，
有很多很创意的 idea， 我可以一起同工的话，
都系可以嘅，
都是可以的。
我哋一齐嘅同工，
我们一起同工。
其实好似系今日头先讲到，即系我哋我喺教会都廿几年时间啦，即系由开始第一组喺屋企。到而家都真系廿几年时间，
教会已经二十多年时间了。
五个星期都见到弟兄姊妹嘅，
每个礼拜都见到弟兄姊妹。
话去宣教，但系都
是宣教，
真系好唔舍得弟兄姊妹。
但是很舍不得弟兄姊妹。
即系去咗之后，即系见星期日会见唔到弟兄姊妹，即系一齐
侍奉
咗咁多年喺度吓。 但係我諗係好嘅，因為我哋都可以一起去即係肩負神俾我哋嘅大使命。
我可以一起的來肩負神給我們的大使命。
我哋一齊努力，即
係一起努力
去去完成神俾我哋依個嘅使命。
去完成神給我們的使命。
啊，即係願神即係祝福大家。
願神祝福大家。
祝福大家嘅身體健康啦。
祝福大家身體健康。
平安啦。
平安。
有喜樂啦。
有喜樂。
啊，同埋更加愛主。
更加愛主。
啊，多謝大家。
多謝大家。